Burnaby, an RCMP mental health and homeless outreach officer, was stabbed to death while at a homeless campsite in Burnaby on Tuesday. Const. Shaylin Yong, 31, was stabbed during an altercation while partnered with a city parks worker at a homeless campsite around 11 a.m. at Broadview Park in Burnaby. She was pronounced dead at hospital. Yong had been a police officer since December 2019, said RCMP Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald. A suspect was shot and seriously injured and remains in hospital, McDonald said during an emotional news conference. Const. Yong died bravely. She answered the call to duty and she paid the ultimate price, he said. More details of the confrontation aren't being released as a murder investigation continues and the police watchdog looks into the shooting of the suspect, McDonald said. Though she worked with described Yong as kind and compassionate, which makes her death even more difficult to accept, he said. Burnaby Detachment Commander Chief Supt. Graham de la Gorgandiere said Yang's loss is immeasurable. Her death while on duty and in service to her community is both senseless and tragic, he said as his voice shook with emotion. Yong was a member of the police mental health and homeless outreach team. Working with mental health and homelessness can be challenging, but Shaylin embraced it with passion. She found value working with this team and working to help those struggling in our community, said de la Gorgandiere. He said Yong was a loving wife, daughter and sister. De la Gorgandiere said Yang's sacrifice to her community will never be forgotten. In a statement, the RCMP said Yong lived in Richmond, and had started her career volunteering with the Richmond RCMP Victim Services Unit. In 2019, she decided to become a police officer and began training. She graduated in December that year and was assigned to the Burnaby Detachment. Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley said the municipal worker who was with Yong at the time of the incident had been deeply shaken. Hurley said he was devastated by Yang's death, and that the thoughts of the city are with the officer's family and friends. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a message on Twitter that he was incredibly saddened to hear about the officer's killing. My thoughts are with the family, friends, and colleagues of the fallen officer. I am keeping you in my thoughts during this terrible time, he said. BC Solicitor General Mike Farnworth said the death was absolutely a tragic and horrific situation. He expressed condolences to all police officers in BC on behalf of members of the legislature. Every day we ask thousands of men and women in uniform in this province to go out and do their duty, keeping our communities safe, keeping the public safe, knowing full well it's an extremely dangerous job. The Metro Vancouver Transit Police Department said on Twitter that outrage builds as our hearts break. Our officers worked closely with her and she will be deeply missed, the statement said. Saanich Police Chief Dean Duthie sent condolences on behalf of the department. We stand together with you during this tragic time, said Duthie. Today marks another absolute tragedy as the Burnaby RCMP officer's life is taken while serving her community and providing care and public safety to all. The hearts of all Saanich police officers and staff are hurting, sending love and prayers to her family and all RCMP, said the Saanich chief. The Victoria Police Department lowered its flags to half-mast as a show of honor and respect, said Chief Delmanic. Vic PD sends heartfelt condolences to Const. Yang's family, friends and Burnaby RCMP as we collectively mourn the death of an officer serving her community. Oak Bay Police said in a statement, "We are all saddened to hear of the tragic murder of a Burnaby RCMP officer. Our thoughts are with her family, co-workers, and the entire BCRCMP team." To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.